WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Your daily dose of real talk, where we break down the stuff that matters most in navigating life with authenticity and grit. Now, let's be honest. Sometimes being vulnerable feels like the furthest thing from tough, right? Like it's weakness wrapped up in a pretty little bow. But guess what? In this episode, we're flipping the script. We're diving deep into why embracing vulnerability isn't just okay, it's actually a superpower. A secret weapon for building stronger connections, unlocking your true potential, and living with more courage and compassion. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack this powerful concept together. Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to walk away with today. First off, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's authenticity. It's the brave act of showing up as your true self, cracks and all. Think about it. Ever met someone who seemed totally perfect? Yeah, probably felt a bit phony, right? Vulnerability creates connection because it allows us to see each other as real human beings, with flaws and struggles just like everyone else. Second, vulnerability helps you build deeper relationships. You know that feeling when you can finally let your guard down with someone and share something truly personal? That's the magic of vulnerability. It fosters trust, intimacy, and understanding. When we allow ourselves to be seen, we create a space where others feel safe enough to do the same. Third, embracing vulnerability allows you to learn and grow. Ever get stuck in the same old patterns because you're afraid to step outside your comfort zone? Vulnerability encourages us to take risks, ask for help, and embrace new experiences. It's like a catalyst for personal development. When we're willing to be vulnerable, we open ourselves up to the possibility of learning and evolving. Fourth, vulnerability fuels empathy and compassion. When we allow ourselves to feel our own emotions fully, we become more attuned to the emotions of others. Vulnerability breaks down walls and creates a sense of shared humanity. It allows us to connect with each other on a deeper level and cultivate greater understanding and compassion. And finally, embracing vulnerability is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to show up authentically in a world that often values perfection and stoicism. By choosing to be vulnerable, we're saying yes to authenticity, connection, and personal growth. That's powerful stuff, my friends. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this guy, Mark, right? He's got it all figured out, or so he thinks. He works his butt off, keeps a pristine image, never shows weakness. But deep down, he feels isolated and disconnected. He's terrified to open up to anyone for fear of judgment. One day, at a friend's gathering, Mark witnesses this act of vulnerability from someone he admires. Maybe it's their sharing a personal struggle or expressing a heartfelt gratitude. And something shifts within him. He realizes that showing his own vulnerabilities might actually lead to deeper connections and a more fulfilling life. So, he takes a leap of faith and shares something small with another guest. The response? Warmth, understanding, and a sense of connection he never thought possible. Remember, vulnerability isn't about being fragile or weak. It's about embracing your true self, even the parts you might want to hide. It's about letting go of the need for perfection and allowing yourself to be seen in all your messy, beautiful complexity. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Remember these key takeaways. Vulnerability is authenticity. It builds deeper relationships, fuels personal growth, fosters empathy, and ultimately, it takes courage. So go out there, embrace those moments of vulnerability, and watch as your life transforms. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder about the power of vulnerability. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay authentic, and never stop striving for greatness. I'm Leo Weston, signing off.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.